We carry on with relationships. Dr. Robert Waldinger gave a TED talk in Boston and referred to one of the longest studies stretching over decades and that is still continuing. Referring to the study, he said, "It has shown that the people who fared the best were the people who leaned into relationships with family, with friends, and with the community." Whether you are 25, 40, or 60, relationships are the most important things we can do in life to enhance the quality of our lives. The most profitable way to start and nurture relationships is by deepening our relationship with Christ. You can start that right in your own room without any expenditure or further requirements. You must, however, be prepared to take the risk of giving your heart, of giving your total being. Without that commitment, the journey won't live up to your expectations. Decide now whether you are prepared to do that. Time is not on your side. Mark Twain said, "There isn't time, so brief is life, for bickering, apologies, heartburning, and callings to account. There's only time for loving, and but an instant, so to speak, for that. Decide now to give your heart and start living." If you are eager to join me on this exciting journey, please don't hesitate to enroll now. God is constantly calling each human being to start and intimate and personal relationship with Him. If you are a Christian believing in Jesus Christ, the supernatural power of God dwells within you. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 16, "Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you?" That's the English Standard Version. If you are a Christian, the Spirit is always in you and wants you to become each day more like Jesus. You just need to listen to Him. We will discuss this a little later on more fully.